now turn in your hymnal to page 754, and we'll read responsively Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures, leads me beside still waters, restores my life, leads me in right paths for the sake of the Lord's name. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord as long as I live.
Our second Bible lesson today comes from the book of Acts. Acts 2, verses 42 through 47. Found on page 112 in your Pew Bible's New Testament. Hear these words. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. All came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as they had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their numbers those who were being saved. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our epistle lesson today is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 through 25. That can be found in your Pew Bible on page 219 of the New Testament. Hear these words. For it is a credit to you if, being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that? But if you endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that, free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Now we turn to our gospel lesson, which comes from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10, found on page 97 in your Pew Bible's New Testament. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of the strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 23:1. Though you were like straying sheep, you have now returned to the shepherd and the guardian of your lives. 1 Peter 2:25. The one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. John 10:10 through 11. So, as 21st century Christians, how does it make you feel to be referred to as sheep? Is this an allegory that only fits the first century? And since we are human, are we not smarter than sheep? Well, let's look at the behavior and character of sheep. Sheep are mean, stubborn, rebellious, helpless, and their only defense is to run. But we're not like that, right? Or perhaps we're more like sheep than we like to admit. Because God, faith, and church can all seem like so much to handle, it is easy to forget that the only thing that really matters is your relationship to God the Father, His Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. That relationship is the deepest and most personal you will ever experience. In Acts 2, verses 42 to 47, we are given an example of believers, a community of sheep. The believers, sheep, devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, which means that we need to devote ourselves to God's word. The Bible is the heart and the foundation of Christian life. But it doesn't do any good just sitting on the shelf. You have to open it up so it can open up your heart. The believers, sheep, devote themselves to the community. If you are a believer in Christ, it is only natural that you should want to cultivate relationships with others who share your passion for Jesus. The joy that springs from faith can't help but seek to embrace and engage others. Spending quality time with fellow believers is one of life's rewarding endeavors. If at least once a week, that is Monday through Saturday, you don't regularly get together, like Bible study, with other Christians to celebrate and share in the communal joy that flows from having a deep, personal, essentially indescribable relationship with Jesus, then the simple truth is that you are compromising the quality of your life. Church is fundamentally and always about God. Hebrews 10:25. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. You know why people go to the church? Because they know church is as close to heaven as we'll ever get here on earth. In church, we worship God, who is in heaven. And we also represent Jesus the Christ, the Good Shepherd, who came to earth. The believers, sheep, devoted themselves to their prayers, which means a deliberate, attentive, and open tuning of their minds to God. Imagine for a moment that you're God, but only for a moment. God only knows how much trouble and pain has come from people who have spent a little too much time imagining they were God. But if you were the creator of the universe, how do you think you would want people to pray to you? Devoted and seriously, right? You would want them to mean it. The main thing about praying is that we approach God with earnest sincerity and heartfelt faith. The believers, sheep, were in awe as God performed many wonders and signs through the apostles. We Christians have one overarching challenge: to, as consistently as possible, get ourselves out of the way of what the Holy Spirit is trying to do through and with us. That's not particularly easy or natural for us to do. We are, in fact, almost wholly inclined to not let go and not let God. In the degree to which we all cling to the ideal that we can handle anything that needs handling, and that is understandable. We are, after all, capable, smart, worldly wise beings whose lives are largely defined by issues and situations we can handle. We become the ultimate do-it-yourselfers. We don't want to let go. We like imagining that we're in control. We're pretty sure that there's nothing we can overcome. And then, feeling that way, we forget or push God to the back of our minds. And then, slowly but surely, we discover that not only can we not handle everything that life tosses at us, but that we are unprepared to handle all the stuff that matters most to us. Our relationships sour. Our work goes awry. Our sense of who we are gets skewed. We bumble our responsibilities. We find, in short, that we're still selfish, greedy, ego-crazed, status-starved, narrow-minded. We find that we are not at all the person we have been so sure we were. We come to a place where we ask God to do a personal intervention, to come between the person He made us to be and the person we have made ourselves. And that is when we discover that we have been stubborn, rebellious, helpless sheep, tired of running, and in need of a shepherd, the Good Shepherd, Jesus the Christ. Glory to God. Amen.